Man, we've been working. It's a different program. Jesse's doing a great job of, you know, getting us in there fired up about moving some weight and becoming more explosive. And we're just working hard, man, out there, getting our runs in together. It's a little different this year. The skills work out with the skills, not just defense and offense, and the bigs work out with the bigs. So I think that way you get to, you know, work with some guys you don't normally get to work with. And it's a great way to build some, you know, good team camaraderie. And we're just working, man, just trying to get better and just get ready for this upcoming year.
Smitty and with Coach Quinn now?
Well, you know, I was here in the offseason last year for a little while, and I had a chance to meet DQ and, you know, kind of pick his brain a little bit and figure out, you know, what he's all about. And he says we're going to be defensive, you know, so that's a great feel. And, you know, Smitty was a defensive coach as well, so not much has changed in that aspect, but it's just the way we do things. You know, we do things differently. We're really excited about football around here. It's a little bit more like, you know, I expect to come in and just be sitting in the meeting, and sometimes the coach might say something, and all the guys are repeating what he's saying, or they have a response to it, and it's something I'm not used to, so I'm actually just kind of catching on. But I think we're headed in the right direction, and we're just continuing to work, and, you know, we really detail a lot of things, and that's something that I learned from Smitty as well, and DQ is right on point with that, and he's doing an awesome job, and we just want to, you know, keep that going and just continue to grow as a defense, so when we leave, not just a defense, but as a team, so when we leave on, I think, June 15th, when we leave June 15th, you know, we have a great foundation, and, you know, we'll be able to play fast when we come back for camp.
Does it feel like home?
Definitely, man. It's always felt like home. It's just great to see a lot of the familiar faces that I hadn't seen in a while. But, you know, I had a chance to get in the building when I came back from a visit and signed. So, you know, I got a chance to meet new people and also see old faces. So, it's been great, man. I got to give a shout out to Miss B. Miss B was like the first lady. She was the first one to hit me in my email. Like, I'm so glad to have you back, Spoon. And we had a Snapchat moment. And I put her on the Snapchat. You know, we had a good time, man. But I'm glad to be back. Everybody in the cafeteria has been nice. The coaches have been really nice to me. They just, you know, want to see me, you know, progress well and, you know, see if I can come back and be Spoon. I know everybody's excited about, you know, to see me play. So I'm more excited than anybody. I'm just looking forward to continue to grow and figure out this system and just move forward and just be better than what I was yesterday. Yeah, it was, it's surreal. It's surreal.
How much, you talked about growth earlier, how much have you grown as a player since that time? And what do you bring back now for your second stint?
Well, the one thing with football is anything you do, if you stop growing, you're really going backwards. So, you know, I had a chance to learn some different schemes, some different techniques, some different terminology that's going to help me adjust, you know, to this defense. I've had a chance to play under, let's see, this will be my fourth D coordinator, I think. And when you played under four guys, you know, you have the ability to adjust. So I think the time gives you a chance to just adjust. So I've been around. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting here and maximizing, you know, my opportunity and, you know, just learning Richard Smith's and Dan Quinn's philosophy. And I think that's something that's going well. But, you know, I think I won't talk about just growing as a player, but just as a man, you know. Last year in Arizona, had some fun. Kind of got off to a slow start, you know, coming off my Achilles. I had some things going on that I had to work at, and, you know, kind of put me behind. And I could have put my head down and, you know, been upset about my situation, but I just want to help the team in any way that I can. And I think that's where I've grown, because, you know, it'd be times where I would watch, you know, other guys play, and that's something that, you know, I've done that when I've been hurt, but when I've been healthy, you know, it's tough to watch somebody else go out there and do it. But you just want to see the best for the team. And you find your role, and that's what you do. You know, you go after your role and give it all that you have. And that's where I've, you know, learned to be just more patient, more humble, more adjustable. Like I said, you know, you got to be able to move on the fly. So I think that's something that's going to help me.
This draft class was linebacker heavy. You going to lay some of that knowledge on some of these young guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, anytime you get a chance to breathe on the young guys, you got to breathe some positive energy into them. And I think that's something that I can do. And I do that, you know, naturally. So just talking with those guys, you know, you got Dion. We told him, you know, everybody calling him Debo. Yeah, that's all right. We get that. But, you know, as a rookie, you D right now. You Dion. You know, that's just how it is, man. And it's kind of like a rite of passage. And he's like, what? That's my name. You know, but you know, we're just having a little fun, man. And, you know, you also got Dre, who's a nice guy as well, man. You got Green playing in there with us as well. So, you know, we look forward to bringing those guys along, man. I just think about the guys that helped me transition. And, you know, I feel like, you know, that's your role. I'm not the oldest guy in the room, but I'm one of them. So, you know, I just want to help him out and bring him on, because I know if we can do that, then we're going to be better, because that's what the draft is all about, getting better players in here, man, to not just better players, but great players in the draft in order to, you know, secure your roster to a point where, you know, you just feel like you can go out and just roll the ball out and be ready to play against anybody.
Mm-hmm. Being in that position, and obviously when you left here, I mean, things were not as good as they were when you guys were mm-hmm. close to the Super Bowl here as well. But how hungry are you to get back to winning here, considering what you just came from?
Well, I think when you go through something, it helps you appreciate the process of winning. And I didn't just say winning. I said the process of winning, because you just can't focus on winning. It takes a lot of work. And being on a winning team last year, you know, that gave me a great appreciation for that, you know, because the last 2 years I had played here in Atlanta, you know, we had some tough goals. So, you know, obviously, you know, it didn't end the way we wanted it to end. And I talk with Thomas all the time about just, you know, bringing that feeling back to the dome. And it would be great to, you know, do that in the last year in the dome. You know, I think that'll mean something to the city. It'll mean a lot to the organization. And I think, you know, that's what we're focused on, man. We don't come here just to, you know, be a part of the NFL. It's like 1,600 guys probably in the NFL. I mean, it's a great accomplishment to be here. But you don't just want to be here. You want to do something. And that's what we're doing every day. We're just working, man. We got a great group. I mean, these guys are excited about ball. Everybody's trying to be in the front of the line. That's the kind of linebacker room we have, you know. So I'm the older guy. I just kind of sit back a little bit and let them. I go third or fourth and just – I feel like, you know, just right now I'm just kind of getting my feedback under me, man. And I feel good, moving pretty well. I'm looking forward to just, you know, just doing whatever I can to help the team. And hopefully we can get that feeling back in the dome, because, I remember a time where I couldn't even hear the linebacker standing next to me, or I couldn't even hear the calls coming in from the sideline just because of the atmosphere in the dome. And just watching the guys play last year, you know, I was still, you know, Corey Peters went out to Arizona with me, and we still say we sometimes. We'd be like, oh, man, we're in Arizona. We would say we. Man, we see the game last night. They looking pretty good. You know, so it was fun to watch them in such a hot start. And, you know, one thing I've noticed about Dan Quinn and his coaches is it's all about finishing. You know, that's the mindset, finish. It's all about the ball. Don't get it twisted. And it's about speed and enthusiasm and, you know, being excited about what we're doing. But it's really about finishing. And I think that's something that, you know, the Atlanta Falcons have to do better. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And we're working toward changing that culture and finishing stronger this year.
You've really got an intense position coach in Jeff Ulrich. How do you respond to a guy who it hasn't been that long since he suited up himself, and he's got some of that intensity that you just kind of mentioned?
It's great. And he kind of sets the tone in our individual. I haven't had an individual like that. Not in phase two of OTAs. Phase two of OTAs, I was thinking a little different. But coming in and, you know, seeing the way we're going to get after it and the way we're going to work, I mean, we have no choice but to be good at what we're doing. And we're not just striving to be good. We're trying to be great. That's why we're doing extra. I mean, we're doing all that we can to make sure, you know, we don't leave anything out there. And I think it starts with Brick. And his intensity, I think it comes from, you know, his journey throughout the NFL and, you know, the coaches that he's played for. And he was talking today about some Singletary drills. And we're like, what? Because we have the shoot out there. I don't know if you guys know what the shoot is, but we call it Mama. So you got to treat Mama right. So every day we get in the shoot. And the shoot, it really requires you to, you know, play low. And that's something that, you know, we got to get better at. You low, you're explosive. The lower man is going to win. So we're working at that. And he would talk about drills where Mike Singletary would have everybody in the shoot at the same time. They had a pretty extensive shoot. I mean, it was long. And they had all the guys in there. And I think one guy might have took a break when coach wasn't looking. And I don't think he was around long. So, I mean, we're working with that type of mentality. I mean, you got to be looking over your shoulder, because it's just a business. It's a competitive business. You got to work hard every day. And it starts with Brick. And, you know, we're going to trickle that effect down to the rest of the team. And you look over at the DBs, same thing. You know, first day I got here, Brick had on cleats. My coach had on cleats. That says a lot right there. I knew he was going to be working then.
You touched on your health a little bit, but physically, mentally, this much further along, removed from the injuries,
oh, yeah.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm A1. I had a chance last year to go out there and get the cobwebs out. And, you know, actually, I see it as a blessing that I wasn't pushed into, like, go out here and be the guy every down. I think that was something that helped me. helped me, just get back in the swing of things. And the way I'm moving now is light years to how I was moving coming off the Achilles when I got to Arizona. And they were pretty pleased with what I was doing in OTAs and, coming into camp. They were pleased with me as well. But, obviously, pulled the hamstring. That's always going to be rough. Soft tissue, you got to make sure you maintain that. So, got a great system in plan here, man. A lot of great people in the building that are helping me. Staying hydrated, just doing all the little things, man, that's going to take care of me. And when you get older, you figure that out. They call me the supplement man around here. I'm always pouring something in a bottle, but I tell you what, it's legal.
Now that you've been here for a couple of weeks now, awesome. Do you think there will be a D-Block return? I know you hinted at it on Twitter.
It's interesting. I don't know if a lot of people know, but the D-Block thing, it wasn't something that just, hey, we got to come up with this thing. It was just something that just kind of came about on its own. And I think just the personality of the group was, we were all like some outgoing, with loquacious guys. I mean, that's the SAT word probably. But we just had a group of guys that, just had a lot of fun. Like, it didn't matter what we were doing. And we worked hard, too. Not to say, they didn't have us working back then. I mean, we worked, but we're working at a different level now. I can tell you that. But I think it's just something that's just going to come. I think this team, our unit, it'll form its own identity. And you just got to let it come. You can't force it, man. And I feel like, with the locker room, the way we've changed it, it's a little different. So, like, it would have to be, I'm not by the linebackers in the locker room now. Back then it was like, LB, LB, LB. I mean, we were all just stacked on top of each other. So we were kind of hanging with each other all the time, seeing each other all the time. I mean, meeting together all the time. We're doing a lot of more, things where we're with our team here. So I think, right now we've just been really focusing on just setting a standard around here. And the standard is, we're going to finish everything we do and we're going to get after the football. And, we're going to hold each other accountable to it. And that's where we are right now. So, whatever happens, happens. But I tell you what, we're going to have some fun and, we'll kick back when it's the time. But ultimately, I'm renting that locker in there, so I'm ready to come to work and just, be the guy that I know I can be to help the team.
You mentioned the business aspect of it. Being back now, what's it like to be back and not see, Louisville?
Why are you going to do me like that? Nah. It happens. I'm pretty sure they felt a way, when I wasn't here last year. Or some of the guys were like, dang, Spoon, really gone. I mean, you come and sit in the room and I look up. And he's on the wall in there because, he made the Pro Bowl. So I get to see him in the defensive meeting room. So that's my dog. I mean, we always talk. We always get together. He's still here in Atlanta. He's working out and stuff, just trying to figure out the next step. But he's doing good. That's my ace. Like, no joke about it. I'm going to miss, not playing with him. And that was tough for me last year. But ultimately, the business is the business. You want to be a part of the business, you adjust to the business. So that's what it is. That's all I got to say about that. But I love Will. And a lot of great guys that were here, man, that are no longer here. That's just football. Sometimes I'd be walking through the Mall of Georgia when I was younger and see a guy that might be my teammate, and I couldn't even say his name because he just came in on like a Wednesday practice, I mean, it's just what happens. I mean, last year, Phillip Willard, I remember seeing him on tape, like making plays, and he had just got there. I mean, that's just the nature of it. We get close to the guys that are here. We don't know when you're going to be gone, so you got to enjoy these moments that we have. And I think that way we become a closer team and a closer union. And we can form that type of, camaraderie and chemistry with your guys that you're lining up with.
So, you know that you're a local guy. Can you be that same kind of local leader that you were when you left here? Can you be that same guy or – do you have to change it up a little bit because of the new faces?
No, I don't think you have to change it up a little bit because, first of all, these guys haven't been around me that much. So, coming in, I'm just like, my mindset is just work, 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 work. I'm coming in to work and get better. So it's not a lot to talk about right now. It's not a lot to talk about right now. I mean, I encourage my teammates that are going through drills. That's always been me. Smile on my face. That's always been me. That's not going to change. And we started to get out on the field a little bit more. And I think the thing with that, if you want to be a loquacious leader, you got to go out there and make sure you're doing your job on the field. So right now where I am in my playbook, as I continue to progress with that, that'll allow me to be myself. But I'm always going to have fun out there. I'm always going to, get guys going, get guys revved up because enthusiasm is free. And even fake enthusiasm can can cause some good things. You know, that's one thing the Navy SEALs told us about. You know, you got to embrace the suck. So sometimes it's not easy to be, you know, out front and vocal, and, you know, because things might not be going your way. But ultimately, it's about the team. So I'm going to do whatever they need me to do. But when I'm out there, I'm not quiet. I mean, even in Arizona, I was playing like, what, maybe 12 snaps in a game. Shoot, you better believe I was having fun. And I was out there, you know, communicating with my comrades. And that's what we're going to do. That's what you got to do, play football. And in this defense, you have to really be on top of the formations. Because, I mean, teams are going to attack you pretty much how the team last week attacked you. If they had success, it's a copycat league. We know what you run. I mean, you guys write about it all the time, right? The scheme, teams are going to come in here with their cover three beaters. And we have to communicate.
Question. Have you seen anybody, though, since you've been around, that you said, man, he's got more of a voice than I thought, or what a figure?
Oh, definitely. It's great to see Paul in a different space. Because, you know, when he came in, you know, he was just nose down, working, getting to the football. And now he's a little bit more vocal with his communication. It's on a whole nother level. Reminds me of myself when I stepped into that role to, you know, be a little bit more loquacious. So I think, you know, Paul's doing a great job, but you see other guys as well. And I mean, I can go on and just keep naming guys, but it's really been great to see Rocky, to see how far he's come along in the way he approaches things. And, you know, really excited about him, and also seeing True. I mean, those are the guys who, you know, I remember when they came in, you know, really high expectations for those guys, and they've done well. And I just look forward to seeing them continue to do good things. And a lot of guys out there, man, that can bring it and, you know, get you lined up. I mean, Kamal Ishmael is one that I think about. First of all, the way he tackled last year was awesome. And his communication out there on the field is great. And you see the young guys, I mean, Brick put him on the board today, and Deion was – he put DeAndre up there. He put Green up there. I mean, these guys are, you know, about their business, and I think it's going to translate to when we get out there on the field, because we're working hard at it now.
Last question. John, any change on your post-sack or tackle celebration?
Oh, no, man. I just got to – you know, I'm excited to get out there. So when we get out there and we start tackling and things like that – you know, I just kind of just want to put one foot in front of the other every day. One foot in front of the other every day. And when we get there, you know, we'll have a nice meal.